Hey, stranger, fancy seeing you here. Well, you obviously have amazing taste in audio geeky delights, and for that, I love you. Welcome to the final part of Season 1. We'll be cutting right into the action, but make sure you stay tuned as I let you in on some tasty after-show snacks. I'll let you in on what to expect for Season 2
and beyond!
If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Let's together.
We'll search for fame and fortune, for vengeance, wisdom, and the name of knowledge. If you can hear me, you've come to the right place. We'll search for fame and fortune. This frequency has been taken by Old and Dagger.
You want the news? I'm here to break it, live, wherever and however you exist. Very special thanks, as always, for the Numenera provided by our sponsor, the transdimensional hive mind of Queen Numa the Destroyer. Without this device, you wouldn't hear me. Which invites us to ask the question, do you feel alone in the ninth world? Are you seeking companionship of power beyond comprehension? Then seek Numa. Let her be Numa one for you! When last we left our adventurers, they had traveled far and wide in the nightmares that plague Redstone. Their motivations? Different, to say the least. Pierce Ringer is a professional adventuring merchant who has a gift with machines. He was promised a great sum of shin for his part in ending the plague. Perhaps deep in his greedy black heart is truly something golden and fair. While Hell Green is driven by the elusive coffee bean and paying into the only debt he knows, the one that holds its heart captive. Mysterious circumstances have given him new hope in finding his wife and child, maybe even his sanity. Our heroes found their way to Redstone and followed the trail of the Ember Priest, whom were close to solving the nightmare plagues on their own, only to be eaten by a tribe of dog-faced Numenera-worshipping abhumans. Certainly, it's a bipedal canine eat bipedal canine world. But have no fear! Our heroes are closing in as we speak. Will they find what they seek? Will they find what they seek in time to stop the chaos that consumes the world's third largest exporter of heartstones and sixth largest exporter of espresso? We can only hope.
The tribe sees the explosion.
All right, guess we're going to plan B. Be a god.
Hold on. I think I got this, guys. Oh. Do not worry.
Hey, right now, I'm just like laying on the ground.
Yeah, you're laying. It hurts so bad.
Not only did they see the explosion, but they just hear. Because I'm.
So, Gift raises up his arms and he says, "My children! I have given you a gift of humans."
Why didn't he just snap his neck? Why he's like, "Come over here, stab him."
Because he fits.
I said, "Knock him out."
I do not know what he's saying now, but do not worry, my friends. You don't understand me, so I can say whatever I want. But, and he throws his robes off. I am your god.
Basking in the light of my explosion.
Yes, the explosion is happening behind Gift. In this explosion.
Don't need to roll for Gift.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just going to roll with this.
This is the part of my...
In general.
Okay.
You did enough. You both did enough.
I can't believe that.
The one time
he didn't listen to me.
The one time it mattered. So, the tribe starts walking towards you. All of you.
Are they holding spears?
And there is one guy who is vastly bigger than the others. He is huge. He doesn't look like a dog like the others. He looks like a fucking ogre. Like 7 feet tall, giant muscles, all those things.
Is the entire tribe walking towards us?
Yes. And they are spreading out. They have their spears out. And they're speaking in a language... And everyone is speaking all kinds of languages. And the main chief shuts them all off. Points his spear at Gift. And points his spear at the other two. And starts shouting. And Gip goes, that's really nice, but I have no idea what he's saying. So,
why does he have an accent now?
what should I do now?
Noble sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, no sacrifice. I will sacrifice the humans.
No.
Sacrifice.
How far away are we from the main camp now? Like 100 yards?
Oh, you're about 100 yards away.
Okay, and the entire camp's here?
Oh, you guys are now encircled.
Every single one. Okay.
Now, hold on.
So nobody's in the camp right now.
Nobody's in the camp right now.
Where's the skiff?
Well, the skiff is next to the bonfire. It has nothing on it.
Fuck.
The obelisk is off the bonfire.
So what's the skiff again?
The skiff is a artifact that is like a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know how to use it until you got there.
Mm-hmm.
But a skiff is like basically like a surfboard, a hover surfboard.
Where the driver sit? Is it covered?
No. It's like an open surfboard.
Okay, like there's no like windshield or anything like that?
Imagine like a swamp, one of those swamp boat things, the fan boats.
Yeah, but without any of the fan or anything. Yeah. It's just like the board. So what happens is the leader is pointing its spear at you guys. Pointing its spear at the unconscious guy. Or the guy that Gift has in his hands. And Gift, like, throws the guy down, opens up, and is like, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I'm like still kind of crippled, but mentally.
Yeah.
I want to say something to Gift.
Okay.
To have him sit that guy up and put his hand on him like in a form of
a deedle.
Oh, that's a great idea, guys. That's a great idea. I'm gonna... And he pulls the abhuman up. And he pulls him up and he has his hand out like he's gonna heal him. And he heals him like that or something. But he reaches into his robe and he pulls out a pill. And he breaks it open and it heals the guy with a nice, like, atmospheric...
I'm pretty sure he's got some LEDs.
Blue thing. And the guy coughs awake. And everyone roars like, "Rah! Yeah!" Basically.
What does the big one do?
Nods his head silently.
Do they lower their spears?
They lower their spears. And he points to Gift. And he points to the other two. And he points back to the camp. And they all go back to camp.
But they
are very weary. They're very... Gift is like, I imagine they want me to take you in as hostages. I will take you in.
I saw this in a movie once.
If that is what you wish.
Yes. I'll know. Well, I'm doing this mentally. Because I'm still...
I can get the skiff.
I can be a distraction.
Can you...
Gift, I can be a distraction if you use me as...
If you guys can understand their language any way, shape, or form, perhaps we can barter with them.
It has been...
Yes. I like this.
I like this.
Whatever that means. Okie dokie. Artichokey.
I don't see the obelisk around at all, do I?
Hmm?
I don't see the obelisk anywhere, do I?
No, you see it.
Where is it?
It's near the bonfire.
Next to the skiff.
Well, the skiff is over to the side, and the obelisk on the other side of the bonfire. They're not necessarily nearish each other, but they're around each other. The obelisk looks very heavy. It looks very large.
Um, Can I do a non-action turn?
Sure. Right now we are in the moment where everyone is moseying on to the center of the tribe. You guys are at this point being hand-tied by the gift. Like, I am showing them that I am taking you in. But if you guys can help me understand the language, I believe I can talk to them, perhaps reason with them.
Gift, I think I can help you with that.
How?
Give me my inhaler.
Okie dokie. Any,
I'm healed.
Let's do this. Let's do a... This will be demanding. Beat a 9. For you guys to basically, on the low, get the inhaler to you.
10-3
You don't. But as you start to fail, you help him out.
Well, he was tying me, right?
Right.
I just want somebody to just, like, press it for
so me. So that's what you do. You do that, Harold. You give him the inhaler and you put it right to his mouth. And what does the inhaler do?
Heals me.
Okay.
The inhaler, oh, I erased it. But it heals me.
Okay.
So now I can get my might and all that crap back.
Okay, dokie. That's a 1d6.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. 1.
Looking like 20 to a 1.
All right.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Now,
I wonder how things would have gone if
it's been the next day, so I want to use my jack of all trades.
Go for it.
To learn the language from what I've heard.
That is a challenging difficulty. After everything you guys have learned, and they're all the like all the hubbub, the culture, all that stuff, I'm going to give you a challenging roll.
Challenging roll.
Man, imagine if we still had the peach chapstick, how that, much that would have wowed him.
Oh my god.
That's
Or no, snuck into there and did it on the chief.
Beat a 15.
I want to spend 2 effort since I've had bad, shitty rolls.
We did have one really good one.
So take a 5 off your intelligence.
Alright, so I have an edge of 1, so that's 4.
4, yeah.
And that's to beat a 9?
Now it's a 9, yeah.
8. Fuck.
Harold.
Hi.
Do you want to save the day?
I would love to save the day.
Would you like to make a challenging roll?
Sure.
It's an intelligence check. Would you like to lower that down a little bit?
Absolutely.
By 5 points of your intelligence to make it a beat a 9?
Yeah, I'll use a...
Before he does anything, can I burn an XP to get another roll?
You could.
I want to do that first.
Okay. We are in a rewind time. That same way you rewound time before? Do you want to do that? In a fun...
Sure.
Fun.
Can you rewind time to the point where you didn't blow your fucking armor up?
That's not it.
No.
Like, you use all your XP?
It doesn't. Apparently it doesn't work that way.
So time stops, and you're able to physically somehow rewind it 2 seconds. Again. This happened to you twice in one day. First time ever in your life. I don't know. Gets weird. But whatever. Beat a 9.
God! Again?
What is it?
3.
If I could turn back time,
I think I'd roll a 3.
Roll that 3.
Roll my armor right off me, and it burns.
What are you doing?
Save the fucking day, apparently.
With a 9.
Yeah.
After you've taken 4 off your intelligence. Already.
A 20.
Did you roll a crit?
Holy shit.
Tell me what happens.
Thank you.
And make it fun.
I was going to say when that 2-second thing happened, somehow he gets phased.
He gets phased in with you.
And
you're both in that 2-second time frame now.
And my jack of all trades happens to him instead of me. So all of a sudden he's like, I know everything.
Or we could do that. And
I know everything.
So let's do that. 2 seconds, you get trapped into his time vortex, basically. And in this moment, you have 2 seconds where he looks at you. You look at him like, what? And then you go, oh.
Oh.
I know everything now.
I'm like, huh? Oh. Yes.
Oh.
So what the fuck was the chief saying?
Bring them to camp so we can eat them. That's what he was saying. Now that you know the language, though, you can work with...
What do they say after... do they think that Gift is a god? What did they say after they saw Gift heal the guy?
Like, this is a very confusing night. Please come to the center of camp. We will eat them and talk about what is going on. Let's celebrate you being here, basically is what's going on. A feast for the gods. A feast for the gods! Gift. You guys are being tied up. Like, yes.
Untie me.
How can I help you?
I want to walk next to you and translate.
What? I don't think they would allow that, would they?
You're a god.
They think
you're a god. They
you're
will...
right. I am a god.
And I say...
We're eating him, but I'm your emissary.
We're going to eat. Who are we eating exactly?
He's already cooked.
Pierce. We're eating Pierce. Is that what you're saying?
Gift, you talk.
Okay.
Harold will translate.
Okie dokie.
And say that we are your servants.
Oh, okay. Harold, can you tell me that? Now, you guys reach the center of the camp at this point. They set up these ceremonial, like, spits.
Spits, yeah.
That they start tying you two up to. They start rotating you like a rotisserie.
No, I told them to untie
me. I know. But they're still doing it. And there's like, well, hold on. Wait, what do I say? Yuka, Braka, Wika, Wuka. Noka.
No.
That's my friends. Stop it.
Gift, stop.
Okay.
The Lord Almighty.
The Lord Almighty.
Is now speaking. Stop repeating them. I am translating.
He is translating.
I'm talking to the... God damn it, Kit. Dumbass cyborg.
My pet
you do not
is translating. So everybody, please.
You do not
be
speak...
Be silent.
You do not speak the language of the gods, so I'm translating what he says. Give, say some gibberish.
Hooka wooka waka.
My lord says, you have taken the obelisk of Mastodon from its resting place. Keep going.
Hooka, lika, luka, lika, lika, lika.
Now, you've seen his ability to heal.
Boo-boo kitty fuck.
You've seen his ability to heal. He also has the ability to take away.
Ooh, yes, I do.
His lordship requests that... The obelisk be returned immediately to its holy ground.
Holy grounds!
Am I still spinning on a spit?
Yes. You are hurting. Yeah. We'll get to that in a moment.
Tell him.
Gift, act angry.
I'm angry! So angry!
His lordship says remove that man from the spit.
That one.
And points to
he
him.
He points to... Oh, that one. You all look the same.
Point to Pierre.
You all look the same.
Point
to
Pierre.
Pierre, remove him. The tribesman, the tribes leader, points and removes you. Not without you taking 2 points of might damage from the spit.
I only have one.
That means you're going to speed again. And he looks at you, the tribe leader. And he speaks.
Swear to God, if he says, really, man, are you serious?
No. He says.
In what language?
In his language, because mm-hmm. you've been speaking his language. Why would he, this so-called god, use you as a voice, a mere human?
Because you don't understand the language of the gods.
And he snarls at you. He has an actual hoof that he slams to the ground. He's like, do not speak to me in such a manner. I am king of this land. It is by my right that your friend lives, and that you live, and that your alleged god has right to talk to us through you. So you will listen to me, human. What is it you want, exactly?
I can't understand a lick of this.
No, you can't.
The Lord wants the obelisk put back in its place. Doing otherwise angers him.
This makes sense. But a sacrifice must be made. In a way of technology or your money.
For someone who is as fearful as the gods as you are.
He stamps up to you. Watch your words, crazy little man. I've given you the terms. And I do not fear a god, for I have taken gods down. But I know the old ways. And I respect them. A trade.
Harold, what is he saying?
Is at stake.
He wants your mech.
I want all of your technology.
You have... I must discuss this with my god.
A gift?
Oh, yes. Is he quite mad?
Oh, he's pissed.
Okay.
He's really pissed.
How pissed is he? Well, on a scale of 1 to, say, killing us.
Do you know what his power level is?
Oh, let me scan him.
Please.
Oh, we are quite fucked. Yeah, no, that is true. We are quite fucked.
Do you think the guns on the mech have enough power to kill him?
Oh, I think they will give him a real stub in the toe.
A good walloping.
Oh, good. Not much damage. Not much, no.
Can you rig your mech to self-destruct?
What does he want?
Technology.
Would he accept the 2 weapons off of the mech?
Can you rig it to self-destruct?
I might be able to do that.
Sure.
Can I do that? Is it?
Yes.
I'd have to roll for it, or
we'll see what happens. I'm interested in what's...
I need to know if you can do it.
Remote-controlled self-destruct, yes.
Okay.
Give up everything. Gift. And that can happen.
Basically,
So I'll give him my...
I'm taking the skiff, though.
You must also give us the god.
We are talking.
No. What? Wait. What did he just say? What did he just say?
I told him to shut up.
If you give us the god, everything else
You don't get a god.
We do.
No, you don't.
The obelisk is also a god. A god for a god is an eye for an eye.
Apparently you have no idea what that is.
What does this god mean to you?
He is my god. Would you give up your god?
I already am. For another god.
That is not a god.
Yes, it is.
You're obviously mistaken. But for being an intelligent being of these people, you're quite dumb.
Dun, dun, he dun. Takes his hand and puts it on your forehead.
Ride the lightning.
My god has imbued me with powers, too. You have a choice to make.
You have a choice to make. Your god for my god.
Get the mech over here.
Or all your ciphers. Yes, I know that word. All your technologies. And you can go with your god. And the obelisk.
We have one...
Which is my god.
...item for tribute that you might find interesting.
Get the mech over here.
I'm just waiting for my turn.
Oh.
I can go for it.
So we're done with our role play.
Okay.
And we're going to self-destruct on command.
So I'm controlling
the mech. I'm curious. He looks awfully interested in me.
Yeah, he wants you, but we're not giving you.
I will say that it is my duty to...
The mech is now. Mac is...
I will say that it is my destiny to save...
Listen, we're going to talk about this.
Redstone, if he wants me and Redstone is saved...
Then we're not sacrificing you.
Why? I don't understand.
Because we're going to blow him to hell after we get the obelisk.
Why would you do that? Why would you not just sacrifice me? I am but a machine.
Because what's to stop them from doing this again?
Well, I do not know.
They need to know the fury of a god.
Well, if that is what is necessary.
So I look back to the chief. How is this for your tribute?
So Mach 209's here, and I'm getting into it and making some... Or actually, no. I'm going to spend an intellect... Oh, actually, I don't have to.
With this, if you want to rule this land, you'd have less than any resistance at all. I look at Gift... But I'm talking to Pierre. Pierre, fire the two guns up in the air.
Pierre.
Okay,
Pierre.
I only have two shots. Do you really want me to do that right now?
Yes, it's all... We're all bluffing. We're showing them the destructive power of it. And remember, we're going to blow it up anyway.
Pierre. Looks at you.
Who's looking at me?
The chief.
The chief.
I don't speak his language.
Pierce.
Pierce Ringer.
No, don't.
And you understand what he's saying. You understand what he's saying.
Don't talk.
But you understand what he says, Pierce.
Don't talk to him.
He laughs. Gods are coming for you, Pierce. Gods are coming for you.
Harold, what is he saying to me?
I'm saying this in his language.
He's saying what we already know about your fate. There's nothing we can do to help you.
Gods are coming for you, Pierce.
But back to the tribute.
Fire the guns. In the air.
What do you want to do?
I'm looking at him, talking in my language.
Okay.
Fire the guns in the air.
And what are the guns in the air doing? Just shooting out?
Just straight up.
Okay.
I have...
Okay. Well, does he do it, first off?
Well, I'm trying to think of how I'm rigging this thing to blow, and I feel like I have to use the guns.
Can you overload the power cells or something?
I'm not using power cells to control this. I'm controlling...
But doesn't it power by power cells?
It did.
What do you guys want to do right now?
Well, so he wants me to just show it off, but I don't want to show it off. I want to rig it.
Okay,
so
fine.
That when
fine.
He
don't
gets
shoot the guns off. We'll just go back to me talking to the chief. You think about a way how you can blow it up if possible.
Because what I want to do is rig it so that when he goes to, when the chief pulls the trigger, that's when it blows.
It overloads or something.
Yeah. It backfires.
I look at the chief. How's this?
I make the mech stand.
Sound annoyed, Gift. Say kind something that sounds annoyed.
Gift's like, I am very annoyed right now.
My god grows impatient. Does this satisfy you or not?
What does the god want? Exactly.
We've already discussed.
He starts getting frustrated. He puts a giant spear, like, jams into the ground. What exactly will it take for you to leave?
We've
discussed
this
out of my hand and your god in mine.
You just said the deal. Large technology, and you let me, my god, and the obelisk leave.
He points to the mech. I will take that. You take this skiff back with the obelisk.
Have your people load it up. Your terms are acceptable.
Looks at you. Roll. Are you trying to, by the way, are you really trying to blow it up afterward? As in, you're being...
At the very least, I'll talk to him once we get into the skiff. At the very least, I want him to fire off the two shots so they can't shoot us when we leave.
Okay.
But that's only if he turns on us, which he's probably going to.
That's why
I would love for you to rig it to blow up.
While you're talking to him, that's what I'm doing.
Because you're in direct communication with...
You gotta roll a deception check, because if you are truly not trying to, like, you just want to do a fair trade, then don't roll anything. If you want to deceive him, you're gonna have to roll a deception.
Well, I'm wanting to do a fair trade, but I'm also getting a backup plan.
The backup plan is a deception check. Because you're not being truthful.
Okay, how about this? Get it ready. I'm telling you, get it ready, if you can, just in case. Otherwise, I'm trying to do a fair trade. Is that fair enough?
You're still deceiving at that point.
All right, what do I have to roll?
Because in the middle, okay, so at this point, it's going to be a difficult task. That is a 12.
Okay.
That is an intelligence roll.
Okay, I'm gonna do what I can to bring that down.
You want to do it by two? Two steps or one?
I'll do it by two.
Take four off, I believe.
Okay. Ooh, I'm tired. All right. So that's a six.
Yes.
It was a four. You've got to be fucking kidding me! No, I'm blowing an XP.
Okay, blow an XP and re-roll it.
Seven. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I kind of want to know what would have happened on that one.
Oh my god. If you want to know what would have happened, I'll go ahead and tell you. He would have tried to crush his face in.
That's an XP
and
well spent.
And it probably would have happened in the first roll.
Yeah.
That's an XP well spent.
Yeah.
Okay.
He believes you. He orders his minions to get the skiff. And they just kind of push the skiff and it kind of... You guys know, by the way, there's probably a better way to use a skiff. But they're just like pushing it like it's a hovercraft. And they're physically taking the obelisk and putting it on the skiff. And they're pushing it to you guys. And they're jabbing their spears in your direction and looking at the mech. 209.
So while he was in negotiations, I communicated with the mech.
Okay.
In terms of its, like... code or whatever, how okay. I talk to it, and worked it out so that the guns are overpowered so that they will overheat, they won't fire.
Okay.
If he tries to pull the trigger.
So he will not be able to actually fire.
No, it will blow up both of the guns.
And basically it'll explode the mech 209 and do another damage outside of that.
Yeah.
That I'll accept that. Okay. That just happens.
Okay. And I'm now looking at the skiff because it's a machine, and I'm taking control of it. Now that I no longer have control of the mech.
You fine.
Oh, and don't break your link yet.
Do this for me. Just
I'm gonna see if I can. Don't break it yet. I want to see if we can figure out how to manually do this.
Just beat a standard roll. That's a six.
Okay.
That's intelligence roll.
18.
All right. You can just control it with your mind. You feel like it actually can... It can go a lot faster. And you can just kind of... Like, it just kind of connects with you. Like, almost like Bluetooth style to you.
And you
can, like, ride on it. And, like, and just, like... Pew! You feel like you can do that.
I look at Gift and, like, Gift, get in the skiff. When you do, try to find the highest point and sit like a king. as a show of you're better than us because we are lower people and you're a god, so they don't think anything of it. Like you.
He puts his chin up and he says, "Yes, of course, because I am. I'm a god, and I am better than all of you fleshies, fleshy, fleshy, fleshies. You are stupid little fleshies, and I'm an awesome machine guy."
Here, before you get on the
machine skiff, guy, awesome machine guy. You are stupid fleshy.
Okay, you can stop now.
Okay.
Before you get on the skiff, bow to Gift. So, I look at the chief.
He looks at you.
May the Messiah smile on you.
May this Messiah smile on you. Obviously, for a human, you earn my respect.
And you mine.
May the crystal dome smile upon you.
I turn. Get on the skiff. Let's go.
They kind of wave.
And you guys ride off
yep, no.
into the morning.
We're going south.
You guys go back to the crystal dome. All right.
Did you leave the mech locked or unlocked? Because we still have that dude in the back.
No, we took the dude out. We took the dude out and healed him.
Oh. No, that was the patrol guy that we tried to
You guys kept a dude in the back, so he got his skiff back, and he got the mech back, and he found his own dude in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened.
All right. So
you're back. And by the way, you, because you had those dreams before, with your guy, who's there now. It's been a while. He's there. The crystal Ted. Ted is there.
Son of a bitch.
And again, he gets angry when he sees you. Frustrated. Confused. Happy. Sad. Frustrated. Confused. Happy. Sad. Frustrated. Confused. Happy. Sad.
Ted, we have the obelisk.
He blinks. He looks. He sees the obelisk. There are about three dozen hands that go over the obelisk. Like, you must put it in place. Must put it in place. Must put it in place. Put it in place. Put it in place. Quickly. Quickly. So the signal can be complete. So the signal can be complete. Complete the signal. Complete the experiment. Complete the experiment. Complete the signal.
What signal? The signal's been messing with people.
The signal. The signal.
Is the signal corrupted? Do we need to fix it?
How long's that thing been affecting the city, by the way?
2 months.
Yeah. So, while he's saying all this, can I use my assessment to do a deception check from him? Yes. Since I know the language and I read, did I read anything about the tests or see anything about the tests?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just say this outright because you have everything you need in front of you. When you put the obelisk back, and you guys know the exact sequences now, out of everything you've researched, everything you've done, you know exactly which wires to put in place, the obelisk to put back in, all the snaps and all the things, whatever. The signal will complete, and thus it will not be broken, which will stop the nightmares. That is what you know. It is no deception. And what Ted wants to do is complete the signal.
Okay. Complete the signal. Put it in place.
You do that. Ted, which one of you contacted me?
There's a... And you get the feeling that this is Ted over hundreds of years. And there's one that stands out if you're looking at all of the faces. It's like, Harold, you look like shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
What happened?
Well, I'm here in this time.
What time is it?
I tell him the year in relation to...
Like, holy shit, Harold, it's been a couple of hundred years.
Yeah, well, I've seen you old too. You don't look too great.
I feel like I've taken the stairs, I've worked out. Harold.
Where's Mary?
Find the sacred sun and you'll find Mary.
Where's the sacred sun? Ted, don't you fuck with me now.
He comes right back. He's, this symbol. He shows you a symbol, the sacred sun. A symbol that will haunt you for the rest of your gaming experience. And then Harold cries out in confusion and anger as he attacks you.
Harold says that?
How are you still alive? How are you still alive?
You mean
and I'm not.
You mean
I'm sorry,
Ted.
Ted. Sorry.
Terrell?
Terrell. Ted, this is your last battle. And there are five to six different arms. One has a knife, one has a gun, one has a spear. They all represent different phases of reality that Ted has been in. We're going to start.
When I tried to read his mind last, I crit failed, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it again.
You want to do what now?
Read his mind again. It's been a day or two. Maybe I can try again.
Okay. Well, he's about to attack you, and before he does, out of anger and confusion from being a dimensional husk and just wondering about reality for an infinity ad infinitum.
18. That mon frère.
You are in the mind of a dimensional husk, which is not the same as the mind of an average person. Which is to say that what I want you to do is we are now in a cutscene.
Neat.
And everything falls away. Everything spirals out of control. Everything breaks away like the glass shards of this dome and into space. And it spirals out. And it's you and Harold. And it's Harold with his hands behind his back.
You mean Ted?
I'm sorry. Ted, you are Harold.
That's crucial to this.
It's very crucial. You're Harold, he is Ted. So Ted walks with his hands behind his back. He says, you always were so very clever.
Yeah, but I couldn't always do this.
I don't know how you did this. Somehow you reached through time and space.
Is this the Ted that I know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because somehow you reached through time and space and you found the real me. Thank you.
Ted, what the hell happened?
You found an object. And when this object activated, thanks to the energy you provided, and some energy I provided, well, it took you, me, everyone that was in the vicinity, in the places. It threw us into the world, into time and dimensions.
Made my hair white.
It did. Your hair is very white and frizzy.
Kinda like it though. So you mentioned Mary is,
what was it called, Sun?
Her son.
You said I could find. You mentioned I could find Mary. Where the sun, something.
Sacred sons.
So you said I must find the sacred son to find Mary.
Yeah.
Are you talking about my unborn child?
I am talking about the cult called the Sacred Son, and the unborn child that is also the Sacred Son.
When can I find them?
When are you?
You give him the date.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Get back
in
to
Numenera.
Get back to 1985.
No.
Great Scott!
If you, Harold, can find the Sacred Son, there is something they have, some technology they have that can mend anything whole. You have one wish with this technology. And if this technology is your son or your wife, you choose. But the Sacred Son holds this technology to make it whole again. I'm afraid that's all the time we have.
Where?
You have unlocked me. I can now go free. Free from my husk. Thank you, Harold. You were always a good man, kind. You loved your family.
It was my birthday that day.
It was your birthday, wasn't it? That day we sent you to unlock the vortex. You'll do fine. You're a good man. Continue that route. Goodbye, Harold. Goodbye, Harold. Goodbye, Harold! And you're back. Looking at this motherfucker.
Where's the husk?
It's gone.
I see.
Just that. Poof. What you see is the husk. Poof. You did not hear any of that, by the way.
Harold, what the hell just happened?
I lower my head.
Harold?
Be at peace, Ted.
Put the damn obelisk on now.
It's already on.
Yeah, you're already.
We already did that.
Yeah.
We're good.
You just gotta flip the on switch.
I distant activate that.
Look at Gift.
Yes, Gift. Sir.
Did you download the entire database?
Which database?
The one I had you look at. Here. Which?
What? This one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Is there any mention of the Sacred Sun? An organization, a group, a time period, anything?
Would you like that information?
Yes.
Then I can give you whatever we have.
Did I recognize the symbol when Ted made it?
Those motherfuckers.
That's okay. What I think.
Well, good and bad. You've heard stories.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Do you know it? Have you heard of the Sacred Sun?
I've heard some stories.
They pop in and out of different places and different spots in the continent.
Fucking time agents.
They're like ghosts. But I've found artifacts that we could probably use the Gift's data and the knowledge that I have to track them down. Maybe a few connections. But we need to check on the town.
Yes, that is my prime directive. After that is complete, you are free from your contract.
I get the estate.
Absolutely.
We all hop on the skiff.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute.
I'm just kind of I'm outside on the skiff, just kind of hanging out.
I walk to the obelisk.
Outside, there is three Mongors, and they are kneeling with their spears and holding their hands out in a sign of respect.
Still in the room of the obelisk.
Okay. I'm just letting you know because you guys are outside.
Yeah.
I just look at the obelisk.
I'll find you, Mary. And little Harold, too.
And I walk and I put my hand on the wall. I make it open up in an arch.
I like it.
And I walk out. And I look at the mongrels.
Mongrels.
And I say in their language,
our Lord appreciates your tribute and respect. Live long. And prosper.
They howl.
Oh!
I howl with them.
You howl too. What does it sound like?
Oh!
Aroo! My howling senses are tingling.
Just drive the damn skiff, Jim.
That's what Gif says. My howl senses
are tingling. Yeah, I know.
Did you hear me when I said that?
I guess.
I believe it was a joke. I don't actually have howling sensors. That is the joke.
All right, guys.
All right, we ride.
We're going to drive off in a fashion.
We are riding now. Am I riding on the side again?
No.
Okie dokie.
Look regal.
We're all just standing on
can
the
I,
surfboard.
Can I ride on the top like a king again?
Yes.
Yes.
A god.
Yes.
Oh, good. This is nice. And he does a little wave.
That's a good touch. Good job, guys.
And you guys ride off into the morning. Well into
live
the day.
Live to win!
Back into the town. And, by the way, we're going to go ahead and say, town is back to normal. There is no more nightmares.
Yes.
You guys stay an extra day or two just to make sure.
I just thought of something. They, you know, they kind of almost worship the Aeon Priests. They're all dead now. Should really mention that. They'll figure it out.
Hmm. There is some mention of what happened to the Aeon Priests, guys. What happened? What's going on? How did you guys fix everything? What happened? And the gift goes, well, I will leave that up to, of course.
Gifted.
Somebody left the pilot light on at one of the plants out.
Okie dokie.
Gift, you know this town better than we do.
Absolutely.
I will leave it in your care.
Are you leaving me?
Well, I'm going back to the estate, but I'm going to leave it up to you how to decide the best way to break this news.
Do they have anybody to run this town? Didn't the Aeon Priest pretty much run it?
The Aeon Priest did run it, but there are no Aeon Priests here. Someone must send word to the Enclave. Perhaps your Enclave back in Baytown. You should tell them.
Why don't you run things until we get back? You've already proven yourself to be a pretty capable guy.
I'm not that great. But he nods. He's like, but my processors, they understand. Percentage-wise, I am actually the smartest person here at any given moment. So, I make the best decisions on behalf of the people, and they must elect a new baron.
Once that happens, come back to Bayside. Baytown. This isn't Saved by the Bell.
This is not Saved by the Baytown.
But also, could you... The database from the thing, could you just put on the thumb drive?
I will have to give it to you later. It takes a minute to actually download
it. Compile it, of course.
Yes. Another time, perhaps. I promise I'll give you this information.
Sooner rather than later, I'll...
It's quite a big database. I will have to cipher through it all.
Let's go back to my estate and look for any ciphers and see if there's any information that we can find in the meantime before we just jump back off to Baytown.
Yeah, I could use a cup of coffee.
I'm sure I have that there. So I want to go and just look for ciphers and anything.
You go to a mansion. The mansion of Redstone. One of the biggest mansions of Redstone. Because this guy was quite well off and left everything to you. But in his will, it also stated that most of his shen will go to the rebuilding of Redstone because he knew it would have to happen. It was part of his suicide contract. You did, however, get an extra 100 shen. And you got an extra 1d12 ciphers that we can look at later on in the next session. Each of you get...
Go ahead.
Hey,
roll for the ciphers.
Don't
is this for the amount of them?
Well, no. Yeah, you can do that. And each of you get an artifact level thing. A fun thing you get to think about for the next session.
That sucks.
2.
That sucks.
2 out of 12. Mm-hmm. Now, shin go a long way, so you're actually a very rich man now.
On top of the stuff that I already have in Baytown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so poor as dirt.
You are still very broke. So that concludes the Nightmare Switch.
You don't have a tab with me anymore.
But I'm watching you.
Anything you'd like to end on with this actual...
And here's...
I had a tab?
Cut.
And here's 20 shin.
I'm not gonna not take it. Maybe I can get a
Redstone survives. It will take a minute for it to get back to its former glory, but it will. And you guys helped restore the sanity of the city.
Do they have a shop here? Like my kind of shop?
They have a shop like your shop.
Okay. I wanted to open one, but peruse to buy some shit.
Hostile before takeover. We leave.
Well, there was a shop. There was no owner. The owner left. So if you'd like to franchise out.
Yeah. I would like to franchise out.
Okay.
For this shop. And can I roll a d6 for picking some ciphers out of the shop?
Okay, roll a d6.
Yay! I get stuff.
You're clever enough to franchise out.
How much shen did I have to spend to franchise it out?
We're gonna say 20 shen to set up everything. You have to build a new basically shop bot.
Still have 120 shen.
You fixed your gazer, right?
4. Yeah, I already fixed the gazer. Okay. He's good. So 4. So all that's right. Gonna give me 6 on the next run.
Alright, so the next round you guys get 6 ciphers you can choose from.
And he said what artifact?
You guys can think from now until the next session, think of a fun artifact that you can have.
Okay.
Oh, also, both of you, you're gonna get 4 XP for everything you did.
Yay.
And you've concluded the nightmare switch.
Well, that's it. The end of season 1. We just wrapped up the Nightmare Switch storyline, and I have to tell you, I'm stoked about what's coming next and learning from all the horrible mistakes we made along the way. Season 1 was meant to be a learning tool, and using this tool, I think we crafted something really nice for season 2 and beyond. Speaking of season 2, it will exist within Numenera. Within the Numenera game world, and it continues the adventures of Harold Green and Pierce Ringer to the end of their foreseeable future. We took some cues from season 1, and I think we were able to shape a better story and improv experience. You'll also notice the audio quality be noticeably better for the actual play part, as I employed a secondary omnidirectional mic that helped capture everyone a little more evenly. I'm also excited to announce we've wrapped up the first recording section for the newest series taking place in D&D 5th edition, and that'll start in Season 3. And I'll give you more information on that, but you can always find that information along with fun pictures and facts and all kinds of things over on our Twitter or Facebook pages. Now you can find all of our information there. But there's some fun set pieces I've designed, as in little miniature set pieces. I took pictures of them. You can see them on the Facebook and Twitter page. They were a lot of fun to make, and I hope you have a lot of fun looking at them. Maybe they'll give you some fun things to think about for your adventures or campaigns. So after that, I just want to say Loot and Dagger is small now, but I can imagine wonderful, cheesy, fun-filled stories of death and chaos being told for years to come. And these stories have many artists, from the imagination of the players playing them to your imagination hearing these stories coming alive. I am a sucker for portraits, and I had one of my dearest friends, Moretta Pettigrew, do some art for us. You can see her work on our Facebook page and Twitter page. I hope you give her your business, because she does wonderful, wonderful work. And I'm going to definitely give her a business, and I would like for you to stay tuned and keep looking at her wonderful art, because I'm hoping to have all the players have a portrait made of their characters and some of the major NPCs throughout the Loot and Dagger Adventure series. So outside of that, I hope you've enjoyed season 1. Please leave comments, let us know how we're doing, what we can do better, and what you enjoyed. After that, I don't think I have anything else for you. So yeah, go to sleep, or go home, or go to work, or something. Goodbye, stranger.